Welcome to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services, a show about coping with getting older ourselves and dealing with our aging parents. If you have questions about how to cope with these stresses, call Scott at 877-960-9960. Now, here's Scott.
Welcome, everybody. Another edition of Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom. We have a really interesting show I'm going to tell you about in just a little minute. But if you're on 95 and driving in this terrible weather, please be careful. Of course, if you're on 95 and listening on 95.9, we're thrilled that you're with us. And if you're on the Treasure Coast, either on the Turnpike or 95, please be careful. This weather is dangerous, and we want you all to make it through the rest of the show. So I have a question. Are these truly our golden years? Can they be? Can how we age be altered for the better? Are there things I can do to add quality to the years I have left? All of these and much more are addressed in the book we're going to be talking about tonight, Live Long and Die Short by Dr. Roger Landry, who is one of my guests tonight, along with returning guest Rachel Blumberg, who is the executive director of Abbey South. And she has incorporated some of the principles that are outlined in the book and in the concept of masterpiece living that we're going to talk about tonight. So I'm going to tell you more about my guests in just a moment, but first a couple of announcements. Of course, tomorrow night is the beginning of Yom Kippur, and I want to wish everybody an easy fast if you do, Shana Tova if you don't. I hope everybody has a great holiday. I also want to tell everybody that even though this is a short week, we are doing a support group. There's a Parkinson's support group tomorrow from 11 to 12:30 at Discovery Village in Palm Beach Gardens. If you are struggling or have a family member who is, this support group can be incredibly important to you. Most of you who are regular listeners, and if you are, we're glad that you are still here, know that I'm very involved in guardianship. And next week is the National Guardianship Association conference, and it coincides with Columbus Day. So I'm going to be there, but we'll still be here. We have a great show for you. I don't want you to think that we won't be here because of the holiday. And then one more announcement, which is really, really important. There is a new documentary that you may have heard about or maybe not. It's called When All That's Left Is Love. It is a passionate story about the evolution or the travel that someone with Alzheimer's disease goes through and how the family goes along with him. It's an incredible movie. It's won 11 film awards already. There is going to be a free showing for the community on Wednesday, October 30th. It starts at 9 o'clock. It ends at 12:30. From 9 to 10, there'll be a continental breakfast and a care services expo. Excuse me. At 10:15, the film will start, and then there'll be a Q&A after that. All seats are free, so I encourage you to come, but I encourage you to register. Just look for When All That's Left Is Love. It's at the movies at Del Rey, in Del Rey, 7421 West Atlantic Avenue. For more information, just visit whenallthatsleftislove.com. It's a very important movie. If you know somebody with Alzheimer's disease, try to make time to do that. Also, I'll be there, and it will be my 70th birthday, so you can come and bring me a balloon. And I hope to see you there. But now to my guest. Dr. Roger Landry is here. Dr. Landry is... Oh, I'm so sorry. I never do that. Dr. Roger Landry is a preventive medicine physician, and author of the award-winning book, Live Long and Die Short, A Guide to Authentic Health and Successful Aging. He is also president of Masterpiece Living, a group of multidisciplined specialists in aging who partner with communities around the country to assist them in becoming destinations for continued growth of their residents. Trained at Tufts University School of Medicine and Harvard University School of Public Health, Dr. Landry specializes in building environments that empower older adults to maximize their unique potential. Dr. Landry also, and I find this fascinating, we're not going to talk about this, But I wish if we had some time at the end, I'd get to this. He was a flight surgeon in the Air Force for more than 22 years, keeping pilots and other crew, air crew, healthy and performing their best. One of his charges was the famous test pilot, Chuck Yeager. It's really interesting story. He retired as a fully decorated full colonel, chief flight surgeon for the Air Force Surgeon General's office in Washington, D.C. He was involved medically in a number of significant world events, including Vietnam, Chernobyl, the Beirut bombing of the Marine barracks, and the first seven shuttle launches. It's really, really interesting. Dr. Landry has focused his efforts on older adults as a lecturer, researcher, consultant, and author. Also here is Rachel Blumberg. Rachel is the executive director of Abbey South. She has put into practice many of the principles that are outlined in Dr. Landry's book. She has her bachelor's from FSU, where she was named Humanitarian of the Year. She has her master's degree from Florida International University. She has four girls, which should tell you all you need to know about her because she's still smiling. And she brought her fiance here to sit in the studio with us, and we're glad to have him. And she has 20 years' experience in senior living. So welcome, everybody. How are you?
Well, I'm well, Scott. That was a heck of an introduction. I appreciate it. And I'm honored to be on with Rachel because I know the kind of work she does and with you.
Thank you. And we're glad to have you. So, Dr. Landry, I'm going to start with you. Explain the title of the book and your basic premise. Because I think people need to understand exactly why you wrote this and what you're trying to tell people.
Well, I do get the question every now and then, live long, die short. Does that mean I'm not going to be as tall as I was? but that's not really what I'm talking about. In public health terms, this is called the compression of morbidity. Morbidity is when we're sick and impaired, and we want to limit the time that we're sick and impaired. We don't want this, which is unfortunately what we're seeing these days in most lives, most aging experiences, is a long period of decline, dealing with multiple chronic diseases, which is a lower quality of life. It's expensive, it's painful, and it's not necessary that that be the case. So we felt for a long time this is a stereotype, this is the way it has to be. But it does not. We know now from research we'll talk about, but that we can stay at much higher levels of performance so that we live higher quality for sure, hopefully quantity also, and in most cases that's the case, and that our end is not this long drawn out thing. It is something that is more like stepping off a cliff, or as I say in the book, I want to age like leaves and get more colorful as I age and blend with others to make more beauty. And when my time comes, I want to fall off the tree. I think this is what most people would talk about. And again, it's about compressing the time that we are sick and impaired.
And was it your personal experience and your practice, or what drove you to write this? Because the message is powerful. There's no question about it. You know, we've talked in preparation for the show, and of course, I talked to Rachel once before a few months ago. This is really can impact lives in a very powerful way. What drove you to this?
Well, the story goes back, to the time when the MacArthur Foundation did a 10-year-long study between the 80s and 90s, and that study just changed everything. It smashed the stereotype that aging is only about decline and we can't do much about it. It's about genes and luck. They found that lifestyle was the major determinant in how we age. Lifestyle, the choices that we make every day. Now, my brother happened to be with the MacArthur Foundation at the time, and Jonas Salk was on the board, and he actually stimulated the whole study. And when they got the results that it was about lifestyle, he was so excited, Jonas was, about what could happen. This could change the aging experience of every human. And my brother, a few years later, got a group together, some from that study, and he also recruited me and some others in senior living to investigate this, to see if we could come up with something to apply what they had learned. And that was the critical component. So we did that for some years, and what we were seeing was just marvelous. Just as predicted, by that study and the book Successful Aging, written by Roe and Kahn as members of that committee. And so we wanted to get out there and partner with communities like the one Rachel is with and 80 others that we have, and be able to influence this life experience. But it was necessary that we build on what they had found and to talk about our experience and to show that this is something everyone could do. So that's what made me write it. It took a while for me to get going because it's a long, drawn-out, lonely experience writing a book. But once I got started, I knew that I could not do anything but to finish it.
And it's an easy read. It has a lot of useful information. We're going to go through some of the principles. Just before I ask Rachel the question, I'll ask you one more. This does not require we start lifting weights in our 20s. According to your book, have the ability, even as we are now getting older, to influence the course of the rest of our lives. That's the point, isn't it?
That is absolutely the point, Scott. You absolutely nailed it. This is not about running marathons or reading Bark. This is just about making smart choices and living the way we humans have lived for eons, namely where we moved a lot, we used our brain and kept learning, we were connected to others in a very important way, and we had meaning and purpose in our lives. And unfortunately, with our high-tech frenetic world, we're kind of getting away from a lot of those principles. And so it's just a matter of doing that. And anyone can do it. Anyone can do it.
So Rachel, as executive director of Abbey South, you introduced this masterpiece living concept. We're going to talk more about that as the show unfolds. I guess my question for you is, was there resistance? Did people buy into it? Did they think it was hocus pocus? Did they try it because they had to fill their day? And then what can we say about how well it has been received?
Hi, thank you for having me, by the way. It's a pleasure to be back.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to have you back.
Thank you, and good afternoon to your listeners. So the actual program was already rolled out at Abbey South when I became the executive director. I can give you a little insight to that time period of when it was rolled out. We've always had a wonderful fitness program with a great fitness director. But what we saw from the results of the program is that we could really benefit by increasing the volume and the number of physical fitness classes per year. So the first year it went up to 16 classes. Now we're up to 26 classes per week, which are extremely well attended. Some of the other things that have happened, it's kind of like a domino effect. Sometimes people want to wait and see what happens to their neighbor. Once they hear those positive results, then they want to, of course, be part of it too. The second year that we had Masterpiece Living, we did a survey. Every year we actually do a survey. And that survey showed that our resident population, according to the four pillars of Masterpiece Living, and those four pillars are social, intellectual, physical, and spiritual, our residents really would have benefited from more intellectual offerings. So we changed our programming and we started to offer more educational entertainment, we will call it. So it's lectures, more stimulating conversations, music, and things like that. So that's how we've incorporated Masterpiece Living into our programming in one of the ways.
So, Dr. Landry, I guess what that proves is that this is not static. It's not like counting points. Depending upon who you are, where it is, the audience, the group, size, it can incorporate these principles in a variety of different ways and place more emphasis perhaps on one of the four pillars as opposed to all of them equally. Is that fair?
That is fair. That is more than fair. And the key to this is, differentiates it from other things, is that we track this. There is data involved. So we have developed tools in order for someone to take a look at their lifestyle, find out where they may be at risk in any of the four pillars, and then decide to do something about it. And Rachel and her people are there to help them do that. And they not only become aware of where their risks are, but they can work with coaches and utilize the program that's already available there, or decide to make some of their own, which I'm sure happens. I know happens in her community, where the residents themselves develop programming. And that way, and then they can track what they do. And we have over 5 million data points now that's been going on for the time we've been doing this, that shows that this works, and it is doable. And it is definitely the way to get to this live long, die short type of trajectory.
You know, I think it's so important. You know, I see it, of course, all the time in what I do on a regular basis. There is this sense of, there is a sense of fatalism amongst many seniors as they get older. And you're kind of replacing that, right? I spent a lot of time in the world of Alzheimer's, and we always talk about the fact that people aren't dying of Alzheimer's, they're living with Alzheimer's. And the point is that you begin with changing the mindset. Is that the fundamental premise here? Is that, I know that's one of the four pillars, right? Mental, social, spiritual, and I forget the fourth. I just forgot it.
Social.
Well, it definitely is, Scott, and because I think the point is that, yes, from before we had this research, we felt we were kind of fatalistic about it. It was your genes. It was whether if I could have only chosen my parents, I would age in a better way. But this tells us that, no, we can't blame our parents, that there is an effect, 30% at the most, from genes, but the rest is the choices that we make every single day for the entire extent of our life. But it's never too late or too early to begin making changes, and we see remarkable changes. Rachel sees it regularly, remarkable changes in how someone is aging, in their functionality, in their view of life, just by able to see that, yes, okay, I'm at risk here. Yes, there is something I can do about it. And look at this. 6 months down the road, I'm doing so much better. It is a very, very optimistic message and an optimistic approach to aging.
I guess what you're saying is that optimism can be taught if you're willing to listen.
Yes. And by the way, the data is very clear. People who are the half-full type people, the optimistic people, they tend to live longer, about 7.5 years longer. And by definition, that's a higher quality of life because they're optimistic people. And so it's there. The data even shows that. The half-empty people, well, they come up a bit short.
I think this is fascinating, and I can't wait to review some of the 10 tips that you have in your book. I want to talk more about Masterpiece Living. I want to talk to both of you about your success stories, because you both have success stories. I want to know what we've learned and maybe what has changed from when you wrote the book to what's happening now. We have all of that. So if you're just tuning in, of course, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. If you're a regular listener, we're glad that you're with us. If you're new to us, we're here every Monday night. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. Tonight we're talking with two guests, Dr. Roger Landry, who is the author of a fascinating book called Live Long and Die Short. Get a pen, because we're going to tell you how you can get the book later. Live Long and Die Short is a guide to authentic health and successful aging, and Dr. Landry is a remarkable individual with a wealth of experience and that he can talk to. He's really fascinating. I could do show after show after show with him. I'm also here with Rachel Blumberg. Rachel has actually put into practice in her community, as executive director of Abbey South, she has actually incorporated the principles in this book and can identify and articulate some specific success stories that are really, really important for us to understand. This can impact the future, the quality of your life. It's not how many years you have left, it's the quality of those years, and this can improve that, and we're excited that my guests are here tonight. So if you have questions for them or for me, you can call us at 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys are proud to be a family-owned and operated business.
That's right, Mike. It's myself and my husband, Tino, my sister, Melissa, and her husband, Joe, and my parents, Irene and Scott Greenberg. As you can tell by six family members being able to work together, family is extremely important to us. Our clients often have kids that live out of state or even overseas, and those extended family members want to have the comfort of being able to contact a family member at any time to follow up on how mom or dad is doing. While you are able to reach a family member at any time, our office staff is truly part of our extended family. They monitor the phones 24/7 in case of an emergency and are empowered to make decisions that are in the best interest of the client, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of your condition, that determines the quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620, or visit our website at palmbeach.comfortcare.com. That's palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact health care challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, caregiver stress is a real condition and it's becoming an epidemic.
That's right, Mike. Chronic diseases like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer, among others, affect more than just the person with the diagnosis. They affect the entire family, oftentimes putting added stress on the primary family caregiver. In fact, 64% of family caregivers who do not seek outside help will predecease their loved one living with Alzheimer's disease. Even just a few hours of respite care a week can give someone a much-needed break so that they can be the best caregiver they can be. Whether it's time to schedule a hair appointment, a card game, an exercise class, or lunch with friends. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. If you're on the road, please be careful. The weather's not that nice, and we want you to be here for the entire show and to come back next week. I'm talking to two wonderful guests tonight. Rachel Blumberg is here in the studio. She is the executive director of Abbey South. She has incorporated the principles put forth in a book by my other guest, Dr. Roger Landry, in his book, Live Long and Die Short. They practice a program called Masterpiece Living. There's a lot for us to continue to talk about as it relates to Masterpiece Living. But Rachel has, as I said, instituted it in her community. And so I thought I'd start with you in this segment, Rachel. What can you tell me about how that's accepted? Are there success stories? Is there, you know, what does the audience, what would the audience benefit by understanding how adopting the principles outlined in this book can help them?
Sure. Well, we really focus on the four pillars we spoke of earlier, and our goal is to identify the two pillars, the social, intellectual, physical, or spiritual, that our residents would benefit by engaging more in their life. So whatever those two pillars are, we encourage them to spend more of their time, and that way it'll provide more of a harmonious life. So for example, we have a resident, his name is Walter. And he actually has led a very physically fit life. He swims, he rides a bike, he runs. But he found from that lifestyle review, Dr. Landry was talking about before, that he would really benefit by improving his social relationships. And it pushed him, it motivated him to form those new bonds, I won't say that he was isolated, but to make more of a concerted effort. And by doing that, he really has more of a well-balanced life. And actually, one of his friends that he is friends with now because of Masterpiece Living, her name is Carol, and she took the review, and she found that she was missing more creativity in her life. So at the age of 80-something, she picked up a paintbrush for the first time. And now she tells me that the most peaceful days in her month are the hours spent in the painting class. So it affects everybody in a different way, because you really want to focus on those voids in your life so that you can be more well-rounded.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Dr. Landry, does that mirror your experience in the implementation of the program?
It definitely does. Rachel and her team has just done an admirable job, and it makes us all look good. But that's where it all happens. You know, we can deal with it in theory, but the research and our research and the data that we collectively get show us that this is exactly what happens. And once again, it's not difficult. The physical part is just keep moving. Even if you are impaired and even if you cannot walk, you're still able to move and to continue to learn new things. This is causes the brain to grow new pathways, which we didn't think was possible. And that tends to be protective from the onset of dementia in many cases, at least delay the onset. It is about staying connected, because as we get older, we don't. And when we stay in our homes, it's just the trajectory is one where we get more and more isolated, and there's high risk with that. But that's not happening with the people in Rachel's community. And lastly, we got to have purpose. You know, we all have purpose in our lives, and getting older is not about the getting rid of purpose or not having purpose, because if it is, that's associated with high risk. No matter what it is, it's got to be something that gets us out of bed and makes us feel that we're doing something worthwhile. That all happens, and it's doable, and it's happening in Rachel's community, and anyone can do it, because change, we think sometimes, is impossible, but it's not.
Rachel?
Yep. So, yes, I just wanted to segue. It really does apply to everyone of all ages. It's really about successful living, and one of my favorite things about Masterpiece Living is how we incorporate that with all the generations, with our team members, and how we cross that over with our residents. Masterpiece Living has challenged us to look at our team and find their talents. Our chaplain is very skilled at playing the ukulele. And part of Masterpiece Living incorporates team members to share those talents with the residents. So he has taught 6 to 8 residents who had never picked up a ukulele or a guitar,
right.
Any music. And they just actually had a little concert a few weeks ago, and it was really just beautiful to see. We have weight loss challenges with the residents and the team members. Our healthcare administrator, his name is James, and he has a passion for ballroom dancing. So now, because of Masterpiece Living, it has motivated us to program that. So he will come and volunteer and teach the residents how to ballroom dance. Now, he's also benefiting from Masterpiece Living because it's physical, it's intellectual because he's teaching, it's social, it's also spiritual because he's giving back. And he's getting that rewarding experience.
It all makes perfect sense to me. I do an awful lot of public speaking, and one of the things I talk about is how aging is different than we anticipated it to be. And Dr. Landry, you highlighted one of the things I talk about first and foremost. It's the first bullet point in my talk, which is about finding purpose. I don't talk about it from the context of your book, because I didn't know about your book until the last 50 times I did my presentation, but I talk about finding purpose in volunteering, and that no matter what condition you're in, you can volunteer, and that gives you purpose, it gives you a place to go, it gives you a reason to get up, and everybody's shaking their heads, and you can always tell that the people who are volunteering, in my case, or doing what you're talking about in terms of finding purpose, you find that they are almost instinctively happier. And more positive and more optimistic. It really does go amazingly hand in hand. You guys are...
It is very true, Scott. And the data supports that people who do volunteer age in a better way. They have less chronic disease. They are much more optimistic. The data regarding the challenges that they face and the quality of their lives is all very, very positive. In fact, there's a much lower incidence of the onset of dementia in people who volunteer.
Right. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, I guess amongst us, we're singing to the choir. But to the audience, we are talking about living long and dying short. And this is, of course, Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. Here tonight with two wonderful guests, Dr. Roger Landry, the author of Live Long and Die Short, A Guide to Authentic Health and Successful Aging. Dr. Landry has a storied career, which I mentioned earlier in the show. Rachel Blumberg is here. She's the executive director of Abbey South. She has been in senior living for over 20 years, and she has incorporated many of the principles that are in the book by Dr. Landry. When we come back, we're going to talk about the 10 tips that Dr. Landry feels really strongly about. And if you have any questions for him in the interim, you can call us, 877-960-9960. It's 877-960-9960.
I'm here with Tino from Comfort Care Senior Services. Tino, you train all of your caregivers on how to deal with those who are struggling with Alzheimer's disease, right?
I do, Mike. This disease process is frightening for everyone, and change is the scariest thing for most people. Where we should start is changing the way we think. People are not dying from Alzheimer's disease. They are living with it, and we have to figure out a way for them to keep on living their best life possible. I always say activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities is what gives people a life worth living. Properly training caregivers on all sorts of dementia is very important. Learning about behavior modification techniques, avoiding triggers, tapping into the abilities that are preserved the longest with people with dementia, and figuring out what's important to them are all vital tools caregivers need to understand. Remember, it's about the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620 or visit us on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
I'm here with Allison from Comfort Care Senior Services. Allison, at Comfort Care, you guys really look at every client differently.
Activities of daily living keep people alive. Meaningful activities give people a life worth living. That's why at Comfort Care, we complete a social history for our clients. It taps into one's life story to help caregivers know more about who this person was and, quite frankly, still is. It asks questions like, what did you do for a living? What volunteer work did you do? What was your favorite book or movie? Were you in the military? And the list goes on. Understanding background like this is helpful in creating meaningful activities. For example, if someone was a cartographer in the Army, perhaps a trip to the library to look at old maps of where they were stationed might be an interesting activity. If someone were an avid golfer, perhaps a makeshift putting green might be a fun outing. We couple that with a day in the life, which asks more of the daily routine questions, so a caregiver coming in is already familiar with the schedule. It makes the adjustment to having a caregiver that much easier. Caregivers want to help their clients live their best life possible. Being armed with the right information can help, because at Comfort Care, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines your quality of life. Call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. Here tonight with two wonderful guests, Dr. Roger Landry, who is the author of a book called Live Long and Die Short. We're going to tell you how you can get that book in a little bit, so get that pen handy, that pen and paper handy. And I'm here with Rachel Blumberg, who is the executive director of Abbey South, and she has incorporated into her community many of the principles that are outlined in the book. Dr. Landry, we've been talking a lot about the theoretical and practical implications in the book. Let's talk some specifics. Can we review some of the 10 tips that you think are so important that you've outlined in the book?
Surely, absolutely. Well, the whole idea of the 10 tips you know, Dave Letterman, I guess, started the number 10.
Yeah, right.
But the whole idea is that there's some practical things that we can wrap our heads around. But the more important thing is that to see that these things are very doable. You know, the first one is not run marathons, and then the next one is not eat bark. It, you know, the first one is just use it or lose it. I mean, your grandmother probably told you that. And we can't expect to be able to do something if we don't do it regularly. And we can actually now with brain scans see that neural pathways start to degenerate when we don't do something. The ability to do a specific physical task or a mental task, we can actually see the brain changing. And then consequently, there's the third one is challenge your brain. And we can, on these same scans, see brains getting heavier when someone starts to learn something new, because there's new neural pathways being made. It's called neuroplasticity. And this tends to be protective, not completely and not with everyone, but it is like the first step we're seeing in being able to postpone the onset of the symptoms of dementia, even when the anatomy of the brain, you know, the tangles and the plaques is happening. We saw that in a nun study where many of them died with those things but never had symptoms of dementia because of lifestyle. So, and you know, certainly the second one is not exercise every day. Certainly people in Rachel's community do that because they have a beautiful fitness center. But no, the words are keep moving. You know, these 10 tips that I have are not rocket science, and they're what actually humans have been doing for eons. And we are creatures of movement. We are creatures of learning. We are creatures that absolutely have to stay connected. That's the fourth one. If we're not connected, we are at risk for bad things happening in all the four pillars, physical, mental, social, and spiritual. So those are the first four. And you know, I like to think that they're pretty simple, they're not daunting, and anyone can do it.
You know, it's fascinating to me because you're right. This is not daunting. It's not difficult. And yet many of us don't do it. You know, I know that if I said the book The Blue Zones, both of you would know what that book was. Those are parts of the world where people live to be 100. Centenarians are much more prevalent there than in other places. And they do some of the kinds of the things that you're talking about. I have a guest coming on in 3 weeks, Dr. Galvin, who thinks that you can actually prevent Alzheimer's disease. Now, the truth is we all know that you can't really prevent it, but you can do what you said, Dr. Landrieu, which is you can slow the progression, you can impede the onset, you can prevent that switch from switching. And, you know, there's so much evidence all this stuff works, and yet, in fact, people don't. What I'm fascinated about, but in talking to you and in talking to Rachel, is that you actually do this Q&A, this what's the word?
Lifestyle
review, and you do it every year, and then you can monitor progress. How did you develop that, Dr. Landrieu? And then Rachel, you can pipe in on how effective it is.
Well, Dr. Robert Kern was one of the co-leaders of the MacArthur study, and he was in with our development team, and he's the one who began this process. He said, we have to measure, and so let's get a good tool, and he's the one who first developed it. We've had several iterations, the point being that the goal we're looking for is something that's easy to do, not daunting, and does indeed track the important things, which is a successful aging score, a composite of the four pillars. And Rachel gets to deliver that to people, and I'd like to think she tells me and others do that it's acceptable, but I have to hear it from Rachel.
Well, one of the great things about there's two wonderful things about the tool. It's quantifiable, and you can compare yourself to the database. What I love the most is that you can compare yourself to yourself. And what that means is every year, and actually if you want to do it every quarter to compare your progress, we're ready. But most people do it on their birthday every year. And so you can look back 3 years ago to see your progress. It's a really nice check-in to keep you on course. And if you see you're slipping in an area, it's just a nice boost. I mean, we all just want to be in competition with ourselves, right?
Right.
And that's really what successful living is about, is focusing on yourself. And that's what this tool allows us to do.
It is fascinating to me. There have a couple of other tips that I want to talk about when we come back, Dr. Landry, and I have many more questions. I know that we're going to run out of time before we run out of things to talk about, which always happens to me when I talk to interesting guests. If you're just tuning in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. We are here every Monday night from 6 to 7. We talk about issues that confront boomers and their parents. If you're new to us, please come back. If you're a regular, we're glad that you're with us. If you're listening on a podcast tomorrow or after the show, we're thankful that you do. Tonight's show is really, really special because we're talking about quality of life, not quantity of life, even though if you employ this, the quantity of your life may be improved because the quality of your life will be. Dr. Landry, Roger Landry, is my guest. He is the author of Live Long and Die Short. It is a guide to authentic health and successful aging. It is a fascinating book, really simple, basic, fundamental tips that can help you improve the quality of your life. And of course, someone who has employed this and can validate that this is all true is Rachel Blumberg, and she is here because she is the executive director of Abbey South, and she employs these practices in her community with great success and wonderful stories. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that, and I keep teasing you that we're going to tell you how to get the book. We're going to do that, I promise. But if you have questions for Dr. Landry, for Rachel, or for myself, you can call us. 1-877-960-9960. That's 1-877-960-9960.
I'm here with Melissa from Comfort Care Senior Services. Melissa, at Comfort Care, you're an agency, not a nurse registry, right?
Yes, Mike. When looking at home care in South Florida, there are two types of companies, and on the front, we look very much the same. We're an agency, which means all of our caregivers are our employees. They are licensed, bonded, and insured. We pay the professional liability insurance, we pay the workers' comp insurance, the overtime, and we pay the employment taxes. In other words, we are the true employer. When working with a nurse registry, the client is the employer, and that matters. Another big difference is the ability to train. Agencies are allowed to train, and we do. We conduct both field training and in-home training. A nurse registry's caregivers are deemed experts in their field and therefore are not allowed to be trained by the registry over and above what the state requires. We also have a very rigorous hiring process. The caregiver pool in South Florida is huge, and we strive to hire the top 20%. We do that in a few ways, including testing, interviews, background checks over and above what the state requires, and passing the family test. Remember, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines their quality of life. Let our family take care of your family. Call us at 561-630-1620.
Do your parents live in South Florida? We know it can be difficult to be there for them when you live far away. As mom and dad get older, things can change in an instant. Are you prepared? Finding a trusted local expert to coordinate and provide care makes all the difference. Elder Care 360 can provide you and your family the proper guidance, support, and education to resolve everyday issues that can impact healthcare challenges and more. As a patient advocate, Elder Care 360 brings together decades of experience as patient-focused professionals to assist you and your families with their routine activities of living and healthcare challenges. Being proactive is the best way to ensure the best possible outcome for you and your family during these times. Call us to see how we can help before the crisis at 561-713-1800. Make Elder Care 360 part of your team. Elder Care 360, patient advocacy, coordination of services, and full circle of care. 561-713-1800.
I'm here with Scott Greenberg from Comfort Care Senior Services. Scott, you're very involved when it comes to the senior community.
That's right, Mike. We firmly believe that involvement in the community, giving back to the community, comes back to us in many, many ways. One of the ways it comes back to us is in our understanding of what's going on, what's new, what's trending. So we're very involved in the guardianship community, for example. We're involved in Alzheimer's community care, in the Alzheimer's Association, in Parkinson's. We run support groups. Basically, what I'm saying is that we want to be a part of the community in ways that we just don't receive benefit, but that we can give benefit as well. It's very important for us to understand the needs of the entire community and the needs of other people who are providing services. It is only through that that we can ensure that we provide the best care possible. Remember, Mike, it's the quality of care, not the severity of one's condition, that determines the quality of their life. So remember, let our family take care of your family and call us at 561-630-1620. That's 561-630-1620 or look us up on the web at palmbeach.comfortcare.com.
Welcome back to Oh My God, I'm Getting Older and So Is My Mom with Scott Greenberg of Comfort Care Senior Services. Reach Scott with your questions, 877-960-9960. Now, back to Scott.
Welcome back, everybody. We're glad that you're with us. If you're just tuning in, you've missed an unbelievable show tonight. I have two wonderful guests. I have Rachel Blumberg. She is here as executive director of Abbey South and someone who has used all of the principles in the book that we're talking about, which is Live Long and Die Short by Dr. Roger Landry. Dr. Landry is on the phone. He's called in tonight to talk to us about the book. Dr. Landry, I've been teasing them long enough. How do they get the book if they want the book?
Well, thanks for bringing it up. Well, they can get it at Amazon, but if they want a signed edition, which we can easily provide, if they go to livelongdieshort.com or mymasterpieceliving.com, either one of those, and you can request the book, and you'll get a signed version. Go to Amazon to get it also. That one won't be signed, but you can get it that way, and there's also a Kindle edition.
Terrific. We do have a caller. Mary is on the phone, so I want to take the call. Mary, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Thank you so much. I was very interested in both what Dr. Landry and Ms. Blumberg had to say as a clinician myself and as a older person, as they may say, who's living longer and very healthfully. And I found that ballroom dancing is, oh, I was so excited when she talked about James, has really made a difference in the lives of many of the folks that I'm associated with. After my husband died a couple of years ago, I eventually went back to ballroom dancing, and it's what really saved me, because you do tend to recede so much from the social areas, and you feel a sense of accomplishment. You get in with younger groups. You dance at competitions. So there's everyone of every age doing this. People dance with you of every age, and you're accepted as one of the group. You're not sidelined as an older person. So we have young hosts who dance with us, and I know that my older patients sometimes have more skin hunger than people who are touched frequently. But in dancing, we are constantly moving, touching each other, changing hands, whether you're in a formation with a group of folks or you're dancing with your professional partner. You don't have to spend a lot of money to do it. Some of us have private studios and go around the world dancing, but you could go somewhere like the Kane Center in Martin County and have very, very inexpensive classes and have a wonderful time and go to ballrooms on Saturday nights that are only $10 with a wonderful group of people. So I applaud with what both Dr. Landry and Ms. Blumberg are saying about doing this.
Well, I can't thank you enough for calling in and contributing. It was very helpful, and I'm glad that it's working for you. I'm sorry about losing your husband, but you seem like you are finding meaningful purpose in your life, and we're glad to hear that, and we wish you continued success, and thanks for listening, and thanks for calling. Dr. Landry, I guess that was kind of a good, pretty good validation for you both, huh? Rachel, you too?
That's wonderful to hear.
It was, certainly was, and the New England Journal of Medicine had an article several years ago and, in fact, said ballroom dancing, of all of the modalities that they looked at, was probably the one most beneficial in preventing the onset of dementia. For all the reasons that Mary said, it is a marvelous, marvelous thing to do and incorporates all of the pillars that Rachel so assiduously pays attention to, and we do too.
So I want to ask you about another tip that's in one of your 10 tips that we didn't get to. Of course, they'll have to buy the book to get to all of them. One of them that I think is so important is having children in your life. And I think people misunderstand that sometimes and think that they have to have their own children or their own grandchildren. Of course, that's really not possible, particularly here in Florida very often, because kids are, you know, the children are remote. The average adult child of a senior citizen in Florida lives 250 miles away from their parent. But you can still have young people in your life or youth in your life. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely, and we must. You know, as humans, we have lived together in small groups and of all ages, and it's critical. And in fact, the relationship with older adults and children, because in fact, when we were hunter-gatherers for most of the time we've been on Earth, the older adults were the ones who took care of and trained and educated to what extent there was the children. And I think there's a mystical relationship. But you nailed it, Scott, when you said it's not just children. I think it's just intergenerational contact. Mm-hmm. That is very critical. Like, for instance, Rachel offers that with her staff. And I'm sure she, and I know she actually encourages children interaction also, but she has a youthful staff that is able to be there and offer this. This works miracles. Dostoevsky, the Russian writer, said, being with children soothes the soul, and it does indeed.
That's terrific. So if you just tuned in, this is Scott Greenberg. Oh, my God, I'm getting older. So is my mom. And if you tuned in late, you missed the beginning of the show, which was so important. Actually, the whole show's been so important. But I have good news for you if you missed it and you're sorry you did. You can listen anyway because we podcast. All you have to do is search OMG, I'm getting. Tomorrow around noontime, it should be up on all of the platforms. Just search OMG, I'm getting. And we'll be there as well as all the other shows that we've done. If you're not a podcaster, and I understand that, you can go to the web and listen on our website, palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Comfortcare, C-O-M. F-O-R-C-A-R-E.com. As hard as you want, as hard as your computer tells you to put that T in there, don't do that. It's palmbeach.comfortcare.com. Of course, if you do not have a radio, and many no longer do, you can listen anyway because you have a smartphone and there is an app for that. Tune In Radio. It's a free app on all the platforms. Just set a reminder for 6 o'clock every Monday night when we go live to WSVU, and you will find us. And, of course, we simulcast www.trueoldiesfla.com. That's www.trueoldiesfla.com. Next week is Columbus Day, and I'm going to be in Kentucky, not on vacation, but speaking about the marriage of technology and personal touch in the treatment of Alzheimer's and dementia. But we're going to have a great show for you because I'm going to replay the show on open enrollment. Open enrollment begins October 15th. Next Monday is October 14th. If you're on Medicare or if you know somebody who is, if you're thinking about changing your plan, there is no more important time than the period between October 15th and December 7th. I encourage you, if you missed the show the last time it was on, please listen. Desiree Mearns will be here. She's wonderful. She's knowledgeable. She's going to tell you about a free service called Shine, which is serving the health insurance needs of elders. Please, most important show. In 2 weeks, because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I'm going to be talking to Dr. John Rosenzweig from West Boca Diagnostic. He's going to be here to talk about the latest developments in the diagnosis of breast cancer. And there are many new, exciting, wonderful ways to have early detection. And as we all know, early detection is the key to success. I also want to tell you that in 3 weeks, Dr. James Galvin from Florida Atlantic University will be here. And he's going to talk exactly about what Dr. Landry, my guest tonight, has been talking about, which is about preventing Alzheimer's disease. Before I get back to my guests in the few minutes that we have left, I want to remind everybody that October 30th, there will be a free screening of the movie or the documentary, When All That's Left Is Love. It's a powerful, powerful movie, and I encourage you to come and see it. It is a free offering. It's a full morning from 9 till about 12:30. The movie will start at 10:15. It's at the Movies of Delray on West Atlantic Avenue in Delray Beach. And for more information, you can go to whenallthatsleftislove.com. In the few minutes I have left with my guest, Dr. Landry, one more time, how do people get your book?
Well, they can go to livelongdieshort.com or mymasterpieceliving.com and get a signed version, or they can go to Amazon and get a book or a Kindle version, and it's easy. And I think I wrote it in a way that makes it very readable, and so I hope they enjoy it.
And Rachel, how do people reach you? Because you run one of the most beautiful and exciting communities in South Palm Beach County. So how do people get to you and to your either your sales team and or your website and learn more about you?
Thank you. It is a beautiful campus. It's 33 gorgeous acres of lakes and luscious landscaping. You can find us on www.abbydelraysouth.com.
One more time.
That's www.abbydelraysouth.com or our Facebook page, which is Abbey Del Rey South.
Okay. I keep saying Abbey South because I was warned, and you just said Abbey Del Rey South. Anyway, Dr. Landry, I have a question for you. You've been doing this a long time now. The program's been instituted in over 80 communities, Masterpiece Living. You have, you said, 500 million, did you say, or 5 million data points?
5 million data points.
Have you found anything that absolutely confirms your basic understanding, or have you changed anything? Have things moved up or down the spectrum in all that data? Because that data, very few people have that level of information at their disposal. So how has that helped you?
It's helped tremendously because, you know, right from the beginning, we knew we had to track it. And communities like Rachel's that goes out there and makes encourages people to use these tools where we get the data, and so that they contribute to this, what is really a national movement. And this is a national resource, this information treasure trove that we have. I think the big change is, I think technology is going to play will be playing a big role in this, because technology has a way to influence, you know, how we move, how we can stay connected, where we find purpose and learning. It can do it all. And so we cannot ignore the fact that technology is there, and I think it will only enhance what's happening. If I can say one thing, too, I don't want anyone to think, and I think we've said this, that this is something that is beyond them because they have an impairment. Excuse me, or something going on. This is very simple, and you just take it in very, very small increments, start to move a little bit more, start to continue to learn, particularly new things, stay connected to others, build your connections, and look for your purpose, however small or I have a, there's a guy in the oldest man in Australia, and his purpose is to knit sweaters for penguins who've been exposed to oil slicks, so they don't preen their feathers and ingest the oil and die. So you can find it, your purpose. It's there.
It's true. Regardless of anybody's physical limitations, they can live the best life possible.
It amazes me how people like both of you are so adept at articulating the benefits derived from very little incremental change. This is not massive, and Dr. Landry and Rachel both, I think it's important that you've stressed that throughout the show, that that anyone can do this, regardless of your age, regardless of your condition. We have to stop saying as we age that I can no longer do those things. I may not be able to do them the way I used to do them. I may have to do those things differently, but if I do them, I will see benefit. It's really, it's amazing to me. You guys are doing special work. And Rachel, I can't thank you enough for introducing me to the book and to Dr. Landry. Dr. Landry, I can't thank you enough for taking the time out of your busy day. I know you just got back from a wonderful vacation, and you managed to take the time to talk to us tonight, and I can't thank you enough for that as well. You've been a wonderful guest, both of you.
Thank you.
So thank you.
It's really an honor, and it's particularly an honor to be with both of you, because the work that you're doing, you're in the trenches, you're doing it. You know, I can be there and writing about it, but, you know, it happens where you guys are, and I'm honored to be on with both of you.
Thank you. So, yes, if you're just tuning in, Scott Greenberg, Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom. It's a show about issues that confront boomers and their parents. They're not always bad. Some of them are good, like the show we had tonight, where we have good, positive, optimistic outcome. Optimism, in fact, can be learned, as we were talking about all evening. Oh My God, I'm Getting Older, So Is My Mom is here every Monday night at 6 o'clock live. We appreciate it. We're on 95.9 in the Palm Beaches, 106.9 on the Treasure Coast. We do the show live. We take calls, as you heard from Mary. We appreciate that you were with us tonight. We hope that you'll come back the next week and the week after. Again, Scott Greenberg, oh my God, I'm getting older, so is my mom. Have a good night, everybody. Have a great week. Shana Tova for those who celebrate. Bye now.